The devil's main focus is to destroy families. Perilous times in our world demand immediate action to bulletproof our homes. My guest says it's simple, proven, and effective, and it will release a flood of God's holy fire in your family and in your home. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am so glad you've honored us with your presence. My guest, Cheryl Sachs, had a vision from God that will have a paralyzing impact on the devil's plans to destroy your family. This plan even works on adult children that have already left home that don't know the Lord. Cheryl, tell me what God showed you.
I was standing in this moment when it seemed like the heavens opened before me, and I just stood in awe and wonder at what I saw, because as I looked out across the nation, it was covered in deep darkness. And as I peered into...
Excuse me, how long ago was that?
This was many years ago, over 20 years ago.
Well, that's what's going on right now.
And it's going on right now.
Yeah,
it's going on right now.
Go ahead.
And as I peered into the darkness, I began to see homes begin to light up and light streaming out of the windows. And as I looked inside, there were families that were fervently praying and passionately praising the Lord. And then instantly, homes all across the nation begin to light up with the power and presence of God as families were inside magnifying the Lord. It was just an extravagant thing as I saw that the revival was spilling out of homes, into the streets, into the neighborhoods, until the entire nation was ablaze with the presence and power of God. Every home is going to be a revival center. And as we open our homes, filled with the glory of God, to our friends and neighbors that don't know the Lord or new believers that need to be discipled, that this is where this move of God is going to flow from and is going to be sustained from.
And you were also telling me something I have seen very clearly. There, you know, we have football stadiums and basketball stadiums and college stadiums and, you know, all these stadiums. They won't be large enough to hold all the people that are going to be touched with the presence of God.
And not only that, in order for this revival to be sustained from generation to generation, we have to be discipling our children, because they're the ones that are going to go into the world and reform all the spheres of society, and then they will teach their children to worship and pray and magnify the Lord, and they'll become reformers in our society as well.
Now, you tell me that everything in God is the right timing. You've been teaching on these areas for years. You've lived in these areas. Why now have you written your book?
I have asked the Lord many times, like, is this the time? Is this the time? And then I began to feel this urgency as I saw families more and more breaking up. I saw the devil attacking families. It's like, Lord, this is the answer. And I was actually speaking in a conference, sharing the vision I just shared with you. And Larry Sparks of Destiny Image was sitting in that auditorium that night. And he called me the next day and said, I want you to consider writing a book on this. And I said, Lord, you've just opened the door. Now's the time.
I hear the word altar. And when I think of an altar, I think of an Old Testament type of setting or a church type of setting. But you mean something very different.
I do mean something very different. When we speak about a family altar, we're not talking about building an altar of wood or stones or even setting an ornament on your fireplace. We are talking about a time when our families gather together and worship and praise the Lord, and have an encounter with God together in such a way that it brings the presence of God into our homes and literally transforms the atmosphere.
But what about a family that just, they say a little prayer over dinner, but they've never had a family come together to pray, and they haven't done this. Is it too late for them to
start?
It's
not too late, and it's not hard either. It's very simple. It's very natural. We can just gather our family together and say, we're going to spend some time thanking God for all He's done this week. We're going to ask Him what He wants us to do for Him this week. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to invite the glory of God into our home. It's very, very easy to do this. And God responds to the most simple prayer. This is not a religious act. It's just taking time with God. I'd like to mention something very important because I can just hear in my spirit that some of those listening might say, well, my family members don't want to pray with me. Well, let me just say to you, do not let this stop you. Just pray with whoever is willing to pray in your home. And the atmosphere can change in your home. You can go to other family members and say, well, I'm going to be praying today for our family. Do you have anything you'd like me to pray about? Don't let anything stop you. And when they begin to see the answers to prayer, and the Spirit of God will come into your home, even if you're the only one praying, or you're praying with your son or your daughter. And if there is absolutely no one in your home that wants to pray with you, get a prayer partner and pray for each other's families, because the devil will do what he can to stop you from praying. But don't be discouraged. Just press through, pray, and find someone to pray with you. And soon there will be someone in your family where there will be a breakthrough and they will want to join you.
You told me a story about your daughter when she was 5 years old, and she was really distraught because her daddy was leaving town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, our daughter Nicole, as you said, she was 5 years old, and at the time, my husband Hal went on mission trips quite frequently. So when he was getting ready to go on a 2-week trip to the Philippines, we were very concerned about this, how this was going to affect Nicole. So the night before he left, we gathered in her bedroom as we were putting her to bed. We knelt down by her bed, and Hal laid his hands on her, and he prayed Psalm 91 over her, that God would give His angels charge over her, and that He would assure her that the angels were watching over her and protecting her. Now, the next morning, Hal left very early, and Nicole woke up a little later, and she came into the kitchen and she said, Mommy, the angels came last night. And I thought, wow, did this really happen? Or was this a child's imagination? She heard Hal praying about angels last night. So I said, oh, well, honey, tell me about it. And she said, they came and stood in a circle around my bed, and they were singing, Mommy. They were the most beautiful songs I have ever heard. And she said, I said, well, what did they look like? And she said, some were so tall, their heads touched the ceiling, and some were little like me. She said, some had on gold sandals and some had on gold belts. And she said, they were the whitest white I had ever seen.
And what effect did that have over her fear of her daddy leaving?
Do you know that she never had fear again? She never mentioned she was afraid when her daddy was gone. The fear completely and totally disappeared.
Even when non-believers enter Cheryl's home, they feel the tangible presence of God, the peace of God, and they say, I want what you have. That's the glory. If you feel your family is under attack, Cheryl will tell you how to devil-proof your home. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. The enemy wants to destroy your family, but you can start fighting back right now. Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Cheryl Sack's brand new book, Fire on the Family Altar. Experience the Holy Spirit's power in your home. You'll also receive her brand new exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Devil-Proof Your Home. Plus, you will get a free bonus digital download of Cheryl's new 72-page Praying Together, a 31-day family prayer guide. All yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9923. The enemy has initiated an all-out assault on the family and targeted your children with a big bullseye on their backs. With Cheryl's new Fire on the Family Altar book, you will see how to make a special place and time to encounter God, whether alone or with family, that becomes a sacred family altar. Find inspiration and a clear roadmap to help you begin and maintain a family altar in your home, in your church, and your community. Create a supernatural canopy to defeat the destructive demonic agenda and bring peace over your own home. Transform your home into a life-giving storehouse for God's glory and a place of refuge for others. When you get Cheryl's brand new exclusive audio teaching series, How to Devil-Proof Your Home, you will devil-proof your home by speaking life-giving words and blessings over your children and your entire family. Devil-proof your children by praying targeted prayers so they will fulfill their God-given destiny and not be stopped by the enemy. And with Cheryl's valuable resource, 31-Day Family Prayer Guide, you will learn how to do inspirational intimate home communions with your family, write a family covenant containing the values your family wants to live by, pray powerful prayers with your children for their schools and classmates. Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Cheryl Sack's brand new book, Fire on the Family Altar. Experience the Holy Spirit's power in your home. You'll also receive her brand new exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Devil-Proof Your Home. Plus, you will get a free bonus digital download of Cheryl's new 72-page Praying Together, a 31-day family prayer guide. All yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9923 or send your check to Sid Roth. It's supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9923.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Cheryl, it seems as though the family is under such attack these days. Why? And what can we do about it in our home?
God created family as the very first institution, and it is the most important to God and the most hated by Satan. And you know, the thing is that God has a blueprint for families. People say, well, why is our nation in the condition that it's in? Well, we've simply gotten away from the blueprint. And when we get away from the blueprint of how God designed family, everything is going to fall apart, because families are the very fabric of nations. And as the family goes, so goes the nation. Satan knows this. He knows that if he can destroy the family, he can destroy the nation.
Now, you talk about recognizing the enemy's schemes.
Let me say that in our homes, during times when things are tense, maybe there's arguing, we start to blame one another. We can start to blame situations and circumstances. Bitterness can build up, and the enemy brings in division. And if we're not careful, we'll just be blinded to the fact that this is, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We'll believe it's someone else's fault. And that is the scheme of the devil, to get our eyes focused on one another instead of the real enemy, which is Satan.
You talk about how to pray protection over our family members, especially our children.
You can pray over your children when they're in your presence, when you gather, when you put them to bed. I think we need to be praying over our children every day when they go to school, because of what they're learning in schools, what's happening in schools. And husbands and wives together, praying together is so powerful, Sid. And when husbands and wives pray for their children together, there's something very powerful that happens. And blessing our children. laying our hands on their heads and blessing them with protection, and also for courage to stand against temptation and wisdom to do what's right. This is a life-changing, these are life-changing prayers that change the destiny of our children.
And you said when you just pray these prayers over family members, it literally changes the atmosphere in your home.
It does change the atmosphere in our home. I mean, we've seen as families begin to worship and pray together, the very atmosphere of the home changes. Their parents tell me that their sons that were arguing and fighting all the time, they're now getting along. And children, instead of hiding things, would actually come and confess to their parents that they were doing something wrong. This is incredible when the presence of God is in our home.
Now, in Cheryl's exclusive and brand new CD series, she prepares your heart to get the same or even better results as she's getting in her family. Tell me a few testimonies.
Well, there was one couple that accepted the Lord when they were adults. And so they had not raised their children to know the Lord or in the ways of the Lord, but they heard me speak in their church. And the couple said, we're going to start having a family altar, really just gathering for family and prayer, every Tuesday night. So they called each of their children already grown away from home and said, we want to invite you every Tuesday night to dinner at our house, and then we're just going to have a time of worship. And they all said yes, and they came. And shortly after, at the last date I heard, two of those adult children had accepted the Lord and been baptized. And one and their son, who was a Buddhist, was starting to question being a Buddhist and was asking them all kinds of questions and was very close to accepting the Lord. Now, an incredible testimony that is really a perfect example of our homes being a revival center. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Marilee, and her husband, Paul. And their home is really being used by God in an incredible way when they put into practice this teaching. They my friend Marilee had been sharing the Lord with her personal trainer and sharing the Lord with the children's babysitter. So one night when Marilee and Paul decided we're going to have a worship night, they decided, let's invite Jen, the personal trainer, and Christina, the babysitter. And so they came. And during this time of worship and prayer, Jen said that she felt like Jell-O. And Jen had never been inside of a church before in her entire life. She said she felt like Jell-O, that she was going to burst into tears at any moment. And as a result of that encounter, she accepted the Lord. At that time, she and her husband had just filed for divorce, but she began to pray for her marriage, and her husband, just a few days after that, reached out to her, said he was willing to go to counseling. They reconciled. Their marriage was saved. And Christina, the babysitter, she started asking Marilee a lot of questions about how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And at the time, she was under a lot of stress at school, and her boyfriend named Josh, she and Josh were in a very unhealthy place, a lot of fighting and arguing. So one night, early morning hours at 2 a.m., Christina called Marilee crying. She and Josh had been out late drinking, and Josh had gotten into a fight with a family member. And Christina had stepped in to try to stop the fight, and she had been inadvertently hit in the face, and there was blood everywhere. Mm. And so Marilee went to pick her up, brought her home, cleaned her up, offered her the guest bedroom, and the next morning they prayed together. She accepted the Lord. Paul reached out to the boyfriend, Josh. They started having a Bible study together. The couple went to church with Marilee and Paul. They gave their lives to the Lord. They were water baptized. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit. They're serving in their church. And they say, we want to do for other couples what Marilee and Paul did for us. Do you see the ripple effect? This is what this next revival is going to look like.
And you know what it starts with? It starts with you. I want to say a prayer with you, much like Cheryl did, much like I did, that will literally change the destiny of not just your life, but your entire mishpacha, your entire family. Repeat this prayer out loud and mean it to the best of your ability. Out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Washes me clean.
Washes me clean.
And now that I'm clean. Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord.
Thank you for rescuing me from my sins.
Thank you for rescuing me from my sins.
Thank you for rescuing my whole family.
Thank you for rescuing my whole family.
Amen.
Amen.
Cheryl, would you pray right now what God's put on your heart?
Lord, I lift before you right now every mom and dad, every family member, everyone right now who is praying for a prodigal child to come home. And I pray for you right now, new hope and new courage and inspiration and an impartation of faith to pray and persevere, because we're going to see many prodigals coming home. I speak over you in the name of Yeshua, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to be poured out upon your home. And Lord, I pray right now for every home, that they would have a visitation of your Holy Spirit that would be so powerful that every person who walked through the door of their home would experience your presence and power and say, I want what is in this home. That they would be saturated with your Spirit and with your power, and every place they go, they would be carriers of the glory of God, and they would spread the gospel of the living God. So I thank you now, Lord, for a turnaround in every family, a breakthrough where there are stalemates in relationships, where husbands and wives are distant, not speaking to each other. I speak breakthrough over your relationship, reconciliation and healing in Jesus' name.
Breakthrough.